He is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. This is Ministry of the Badge.
Thank you all for joining us today. We're excited to be here for the launch of the Task Force to Eradicate Anti-Christian Bias as outlined in the President's Executive Order. Joining me today are members of the task force and individuals who have been impacted by the anti-Christian bias. Together, this task force will identify any unlawful anti-Christian policies, practices, or conduct across the government, seek input from the faith-based organizations and state governments to end anti-Christian bias, find and fix deficiencies in existing and regulatory practices that might contribute to the anti-Christian bias.
Now, unfortunately, over the past several years, we've seen troubling signs to the contrary. We have witnessed actions that suggest an underlying bias against people of faith, particularly Christians. This task force was created to make sure this never happens again in America. A key challenge that we face is a public misunderstanding of our form of government. We're a constitutional republic, not a pure democracy. And this distinction matters because in a republic, individual rights are protected.
Thank you, President Trump, Attorney General Bondi, and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. I want to thank you for Ministry of the Badge and for all those Christians who are out there. We should thank them and send them a gratitude of thanks through email, through whatever. So many times we could easily, and we do easily, condemn our government. But when government does well, which is what they're supposed to do, we should tell them we appreciate how well they're doing. So here at Ministry of the Badge, thanks for stopping in just for this quick, brief video. My wife astutely pointed out to me, my wife Paula pointed out to me this story about Pam Bondi and the anti-Christian task force they're going to have out there to make sure and root out the anti-Christianity. And they showed in this clip that we just played how the last administration was completely anti-Christian. And now this administration is clearly going to show that they are not anti-Christian. So thank you. And the one thing Todd Blanche pointed out that I wanted to make sure everybody caught was the fact that within their departments, all the departments within the federal government now are going to start buckling down and saying, okay, we do not want any anti-Christian going on. So if you are one of those people on the department who is a Christian, hopefully you're starting to feel it. Hopefully you're starting to see it. Hopefully you're starting to and he even says in there, if you're experiencing any of these things, let us know. They want to know. So if you're a Christian, this is your time to be the true minister you need to be. And let's define terms. Let's not mince words here. What is Christian? Let me tell you what
Acts chapter 11, verse 26 says.
And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. So way back, this is like in the 40 ADs. That's when the terminology Christian was first used. Hopefully that's exactly what they're talking about. Again, Christian is used awfully loosely for a lot of different religions, but when I think of Christian and when you think of Christianity, this is what I define. And it's also in Acts chapter 26, verse 28, and 1 Peter 4, 16. So again, and then what is Christianity, a major religion stemming from the life and teachings and death of Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ or the appointed one of God in the first century CE. And that's according to Britannica. So let's not mince terms. This is clearly an administration that is focused. I mean, the Assistant Attorney General does bring up the fact that religious freedom in general is a staple of our Constitution, and it's a staple of our government. He also talks about it being a republic, a constitutional republic. Tell all of you who are a marshal, who are a Secret Service, who are in the FBI, who are in the CIA, whoever has that badge, this is your cue, folks. This is it. You're now under an administration that wants you to come out and be who you need to be as Christians. And I'm not saying proselytize the world and, you know, go every which way and, you know, go crazy on people. That's not what I'm saying at all. But it is giving you carte blanche to come out and be who you're meant to be. And I want to encourage you in that. I want to encourage you in every way, shape, or form. Take advantage of it because it's not going to last long. Let's face it, it's going to be attacked again. And I'm sure you're still going to experience more of that bias within your department. But if you are, come out and say something. I was never one to be a narc, right? I don't narc people out. Ah, it's just not right. It's not right. But the fact is, there was an anti-Christian bias, and there probably still is an anti-Christian bias within the federal government. If it wouldn't be, they wouldn't be going through all this. And if you look at the people that were there, Marco Rubio was there. Christy Noem was there. I mean, these are people who are serious about what's happening. Do I know all their stances on Christianity? Do I know Pam Bondi's? No, I don't. Don't know. Don't know them personally. Only know what I've heard about them. From my understanding, they have a good Christian understanding, and maybe some of them are Christians as well. I know our vice president, he's of Catholic faith. So there is definitely a push out there, and I know our president, I want to believe that he is Christian. He has said many times he proclaims Christianity, so I want to believe that he is. But no matter, you're out there. You're working for there. You're now in administration, and some of you may have been looking for this, and I think this is fantastic. So here at Ministry of the Badge, I just wanted to stop by, put out this quick video, let you know. I'll link exactly this press conference that I found. I will link it to my page. But I think this is just huge. I've worked with a lot of you out there in the ATF. I've worked with you, some of you in the FBI. I've spoke to many of you who are on Secret Service. Hey, folks, this is your cue. This is it. Take advantage of it. Show who you are. Show who you are by the way you live. Show who you are by what you can do and what Christianity means. Let's let them know and let your bosses know, hey, man, this is awesome. This is awesome, the fact that this has come out. Let them know. Encourage them, because some of your bosses may be Christian, and maybe this is a way that you lead. Here at Ministry of the Badge, I'm doing this because I really have a heart for those in law enforcement, and this is the federal version of that, right? This is awesome to hear. Too many times we sit in a place, we're like, oh, man. So if you had to linger and long for... Man, you were just getting beat up on your department. You felt you couldn't make a move. You had to put pronouns and all kinds of nonsense. Look, this is it. It's over now. For this short period of time. So take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Come out and show who Christians are. Some of you may have never hid, and I would always encourage you not to. But stop by my page. See what this is all about. Listen to the conversation I had. I just did a conversation with a good friend of mine, Tim Barfield, who was a retired chief of police. Go listen to what he has to say. And he said it during his interview, if you're not Christian, you're listening to this. I would encourage you to take what Christianity is. They asked Jesus one time, they said, hey, what's the greatest commandment? And he didn't go through all these commandments. He said, look, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So if you can get into that. But Jesus wasn't just some good teacher. He was a person that died for you on the cross. And I'm going to say this many, many times, and you'll hear me say it. If you want to be a good Secret Service agent, if you want to be a good FBI agent, if you want to be somebody who is going to serve the people well, if you want to be a good U.S. Marshal, if you want to get on that jump team and get out there and do those people, if you want to be the best you can, there is only one way to be the best, and that is to be a servant of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, which is Jesus Christ. Thanks for stopping by Ministry of the Badge for this quick video. I appreciate it. If you know of anybody that works in the federal government, please send this to them, because this is for them. I have a heart for those guys. I work with a whole team, so please send it to them. Thank you again, President Trump. Thank you, Attorney General Pam Bondi. Thank you, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the, I just want to give you encouragement, and I will continue to pray because we are called to pray for those in power. Thanks for stopping by Ministry of the Badge. I hope to see you. Please subscribe.
For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. You've been listening to Ministry of the Badge.